One of the more famous psukim in the entire Torah is Lo Sivar Eish B'chol Mosh V'Seichem B'Yom HaShabbos. That there's an Isser to light a fire in any place where you are on Shabbos. There's one of the Lamates Melachos to light a fire. And the Gemara already discusses why Lo Sivar Eish was singled out. Either L'Lav Yatas, it was to tell us that it's different than the other melachos, that the other melachos result in a onish of skila, and havara is only in iser lav malchus, or it's lechalich yatzas to show it's just like it's singled out. So to each of the other avos melachos are independent. There's a tolling 39, whereby if each melach is violated, it deserves its own carbon chatas. But the Maral Disko wants to understand why was it Taka singled out? Why was Lo Sivar Eish? Why was that the one that was chosen? So the Maral Disko, I've been getting some nice feedback from sharing a beautiful Maral Disko on the Parsha. So I was drawn to another one this week. So the Maral Disko explains that Moshe Beinu calls Klai Yisrael and tells them, because Baruch Hu is commanding us to build the Mishkan. And all the melachos that are going to be involved in building the Mishkan, all the lamentes and melachos, those very same melachos you're doing in building the Mishkan, those are going to be usher on Shabbos. You use them only for building the Mishkan, but when it comes to Shabbos, those are the ones you can't do. Like weaving, and dyeing, and shechting, and planting, all 39 melachos. So why then did the Torah single out Lo Sivar Eish B'chol Mosh V'Seichem? Why was that singled out? Couldn't we just look at how the Mishkan was built and see which melechas were used? We would have seen that Havar would have been used as well in the Mishkan. Why was it singled out? So says the Maral Diskin, a good chap here. Havar wasn't used in the Mishkan. It wasn't used at all. There's no need for the Havara. There's no need for lighting a fire in the Mishkan. And that's why it was singled out. How does the Maral Diskin know that it wasn't used in the Mishkan? Because the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Tezvav tells us that the building of the Beis HaMikdash was only done by Yom, and L'Asa Lavo, it's going to come down from Shemayim, according to Rashi, by Yom. But the Beis HaMikdash was not and will not be built Balayla. So too, says the Maral Diskin, Mistama, even though there's no source, Mistama, the Mishkan was also built only by Yom. It was only built during the daytime because the Mishkan is also Ikre Mikdash. It's also called a Mikdash. So just like the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built Balayla, so too the Mishkan wasn't built Balayla. It was built during the day. And during the daytime, there's no need for a fire. There's no need for a fire. There's no need for Havara. They were able to see what they were doing. So therefore, Havara wasn't in the Mishkan. And you would have thought that maybe Havara would be permitted on Shabbos. So that's why the Torah had to tell us that Lo Sivar Eish B'chol Mosh V'Seichem is aser nonetheless. Ah, we find that Havar is used for cooking the different dyes and mixing the different dyes, that fire. That Havar, that burning was for the purpose of cooking. That was Bichlal Bishal. That wasn't Havar just lighting a fire to use the fire for the light. That was used for cooking. That's Bichlal Bishal. That's included on the Bishal. But Havara wasn't used at all. Because again, the building of the Mishkan took place by Yom, and we had the sun to use to give us the proper light to build the Mishkan. But then he suggests, maybe Taka the Mishkan was different. Maybe although the Beis HaMikdash couldn't be built Balayla, maybe the Mishkan was allowed to be built Balayla. But still nonetheless, they didn't need the aner, they didn't need to light a fire at all. Because Gemara tells us that the Amud Eish, that pillar of fire that traveled with Klai Yisrael throughout the Midbar, that was Meir Lahem L'Yisrael. It shone for all Klai Yisrael. In every place they needed, even in a small little jug, everything that was hidden, there was fire, there was light, and there was no need to kindle a separate Ner. So in the Mishkan, even if they were working Balayla, there was no shortage of necessary light, and they did not light the fire. So therefore again, says the Maral Diskin, there's a Havmina, there's a thought to think maybe since they didn't use the fire, they didn't light a fire in the Mishkan, it should be permitted on Shabbos. So therefore the Torah tells us that no, lighting a fire on Shabbos is still asr. Lo sivar eish b'chol moshav seichem. Even though in the midbar they didn't need the candles, they didn't need the fire, but in the future, when they come to Eretz Yisrael and they sit there, they will need the fire. And that's why it says b'chol moshav seichem. When you come to your final resting place in Eretz Yisrael with the building of the Beis HaMikdash, they won't have that amud eish anymore, and you will be able to use the fire. Now, there's a bit of a tarachin here. I'll leave off with the tarachin again. Those who want to text me, call me, email me, I got some answers last week. Just thought of this right now as I'm saying over this piece here. What would they need the fire for in the Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara, as the Gemara can share with us, they wouldn't build the Beis HaMikdash by Laila. They'd only build it by Yom. So during the day, there's no roof, there's plenty of sun coming in to build the Beis HaMikdash. So what was the need for the candle, even when he came to Eretz Yisrael, even when they built the Beis HaMikdash, even B'chol Bosh Vosechem, there shouldn't be a need for the lighting of the fire. So I'll leave that off for the Tzarachin, but still nonetheless, it's a big chat from the Maral Diskin that they definitely did not need the lighting of the candle of the Mishkan, either because it was done by Yom or the building took place by Laila, but they had the Amud Eish that was always accompanying them wherever they needed it in the Midbar. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.